a couple things before we get going. One thing is, after the game, I was told about Brian Cushing and the record that he set, and I just want to kind of talk about that a little bit. You know, career total, 639 tackles, passes D'Amico Ryans. You know, I think you guys know how I feel about Brian. I mean, I just think in this league, to be able to break a team record like that, the things that he's had to overcome in his career, the injuries, to be able to come back and be as productive a player and one of the top leaders of our team says a lot about him. And I think everything that he does for the city of Houston, on the field, off the field, great guy, definite captain for us, and just congratulations to Brian. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Bill, after a game like that, I know y'all tell the players enjoy it and then move on to the next one. How long do you enjoy a game like that?
Not long. Not long. I like the locker room scene. I'm happy for the players, really happy for the players. And I'm speaking for the coaches, I think as soon as we get on a plane, we're reviewing that game. You know, our video guys do a great job, Timmy Brog and his crew. They do a great job of getting a video right to us, so we've got it on the surface. We're watching the Indy game, put Indy to bed at some point in time, and then move on to Jacksonville. That's what we're doing.
You mentioned your coaches. How much credit should they get for you being where you are right now under these circumstances?
I think the two most most important groups of people during the season for us obviously are the assistant coaches and the players. I mean, the players are the most important. They go out there and play hard. Our team plays hard. You know, I know it's not always pretty, but one thing that's always gratifying for me as a head coach is to watch the film and, you know, see the effort and the enthusiasm, the way that these guys attack it every day. I have a lot of respect for that. And then our assistant coaches, they work very, very hard. They work long hours to put together as good a game plan as they can to teach the players so that the players can go out there and execute. So I think the assistant coaches, we led by, you know, our coordinators and things like that, and then, you know, our assistants, they do a great job. Great job.
Well, you touched on the offensive line a little bit yesterday, but for them to have to shuffle the job they did, run blocking, and also just Mike Devlin kind of keeping it all organized,
yeah,
and coaching those guys up.
Yeah, Mike does a really good job. We were lucky to be able to hire Mike when we did a couple of years ago. Guys have a lot of respect for him in the room. Those guys, I really enjoy being around that group of guys, those players. They come to work every day. I don't think it's the easiest thing here to play for us. You know, we demand a lot in practice, meeting time. And there's a lot of contact involved during the week with the line. We want them to be ready to play on Sundays. And, you know, led by Dwayne Brown, you know, those guys did a good job. I thought Ibushi went in there and played well. I thought Xavier, when he went in there, really played physical, played well. Chris Clark battles every week. Greg Mance battling. Jeff Allen battling. Lamb with his role. So I thought all those guys played well.
What is the message you have to the team for the stretch run here?
Jacksonville. That's it, Jacksonville. Everything that we do when they come into the meeting on Wednesday will be about the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Two things y'all have done well is you played well down the stretch since you've been here, and you've also played well in the division. What's the key to winning 9 in a row in the division and the key to playing well at this time of year?
Well, I think, you know, the league is I've said this before, it's a progress league, so – You know, you have to try to improve every week. And, you know, would we like to be better than 7-6? Absolutely. But I think a team that showed up yesterday was the one that has really improved. And I think we've improved a lot. We haven't always had the wins to show for that. And I think now's the time where that needs to show. So hopefully we continue to do that. Jacksonville's not easy. I don't care what their record is. I just got done watching a few hours of tape. They've got a lot of good players, guys that can run. It's going to be a very tough game. As far as the division, I think it's a very tough division. I don't get into all whatever, like I said yesterday, whatever the narrators, authors, journalists think about the AFC South. I think it's a tough division. I think anyone who writes that, again, you have to grasp how hard it is to win a game in this league. And these divisional games are very difficult. Give our players a lot of credit. They've played well in the division lately, but it needs to continue on Sunday.
What do you
think about this week, do you have any hope for getting some of the guys back that have been on the shelf, like John Simon, Jonathan Joseph, Braxton Miller?
Definitely have hope for some guys, but I would say that all three of those guys that you just mentioned are definitely day-to-day. I don't know, as I stand here right now, I wouldn't be able to tell you yes, they'll be playing, and I wouldn't be able to tell you no, they'll be out. So we just have to see come Thursday, Friday.
What do you think about the job your secondary did, especially with Jonathan Joseph out?
Yeah, no, I'll give those again. I think the combination of pass rush and their ability to stay in coverage, our ability to try to do the best we could to contain Andrew Luck in the pocket had a lot to do with those guys being in tight coverage. And so I thought all of those guys, starting at the corner spot with AJ, Kareem, Robert Nelson stepped up, made some nice plays for us. Demps, Dre Howell, I mean, those guys with their interceptions, big plays for us. So I thought it was a real good day for them.
Bill, you won in Indianapolis now two straight years. It's something the franchise hadn't done at all until you arrived. Can you look at that into any type of perspective of how important that is for the franchise at all?
Well, just, you know, I don't really think about that right now. I do know that Indianapolis over the years has set a standard, especially in this division, you know, with how they've played. And it's gratifying to know that we're able to go in there and compete with them. Every year is different. And so it's again, it's about the players. The players, are, you know, their ability to go to Indy. One of the things that stood out to me yesterday was how resilient our players were. And that's big going into these games. Starting with Jacksonville, if somebody makes a play, you know, which is going to happen, play the next play. And I think that's how you win on the road. And I thought our players did a great job of that yesterday.
When you looked at the film and you saw what you did in the red zone, what did you see?
Yeah, I mean, there's just some things as a team that, as an offense, that we need to do better. And everybody's involved. It's 11 guys in the coaching staff, just whether it's a scheme or you know, the execution, whatever it is, we've all got to do a better job. We've got to improve in that area if we really want to be where we want to end up being. We can't be 1-for-5 in the red area. I think everybody understands that. So give Nick a lot of credit. He did a great job of bailing us out with his kicks. But we've got to score touchdowns. So we're going to really work hard on that this week, and hopefully it'll be improved.
Going back to the division and the stretch drive, when players do something consistently, does the mental part help them continue to do it? Maybe more confidence when they do something well for, say, a third year in a row?
Yeah, I mean, I think winning is it's a cure-all. I mean, it's something that when you're able to go into a tough environment like Indy is and win, I think that is – I don't think there's any doubt that – I think our guys have a lot of confidence, but I think as a team, it helps your team. You know, everybody feels a lot better about the coming week. Everybody can't wait to get in here and go to work. Whatever their role is in the game, whatever they did to help us win. I mean, just think about, like, our coverage units on punt, the way that Shane punted the ball. Our kickoff coverage was excellent. I mean, there were guys flying around down there making big plays for us. Just that right there, man, if we can get that type of play from our coverage units over the next 3 weeks, that's going to be huge for us. So, you know, all those little things that guys did well yesterday, that needs to continue, and I know our guys have confidence that it will continue.
After everything he's been through since he's been here, what was it like for you to see Jadeveon have a game like he did yesterday, where he affected it in so many different ways?
Yeah, no, he's when he's played for us, when he's been out there, and he's been out there quite a bit this year. He plays very hard. He's been disruptive. You know, I know a lot of people talk about that was the, you know, the best game and the most important play. And it was a great play that he made on the strip sack. But there were so many other plays that he made in the game that were good too. And he's played hard for us whenever he does play. I mean, he's been disruptive. But I think a lot of attention is paid to him because of where he was drafted. And I think we all need to kind of move beyond that. Meaning this, that game defensively was played well as a unit, led by Brian Cushing, who broke the all-time tackle record, led by Will Fork up front, who just absolutely, they couldn't move him. He made some plays in the passing game. You know, he not only in the running game, Christian Covington, Joel Heath, Whitney Merciless, the corners and safeties that I just mentioned. I mean, it was a team defense that that played well. And then JD did his part and made some good plays for us. But I think it was a lot of guys involved there that did a great job.
In the run game, what did you see from Jay Prosh as a lead blocker in terms of being physical and being pop out there?
Jay Prosh had a good year for us, Aaron. He's, I mean, he really went in there and made some real tough blocks yesterday, you know, and it was good. It's a tough position to play. I mean, it's a, you know, when you play fullback in this league and that's something that we believe in, you know, with some of the plays that we run, you know, it's a car crash for that guy. He's a tough guy. He's a very improved player. He's worked hard in the offseason to improve his flexibility, his overall athletic ability, and he made some key blocks yesterday.
Jeff Allen's in a concussion protocol. Will Ibushi play right guard till he comes back?
Yeah, we're going to have to look at that, John. I mean, more than likely, you'd probably go with Xavier on the left and Ode on the right, but we'll have to look at that. There's a lot that goes into that. Some of it's the type of plays you're going to run against Jacksonville. Some of it's who's playing well next to each other, if that makes sense, you know, things like that. So as far as the tackles are concerned. So, you know, we'll look at that, but that's probably their natural position.
You mentioned Robert Nelson making some plays. He also had a tough day. What do you, as a maybe Romeo or John, when a guy gets extensive playing time like that, what do you do to make sure he bounces back?
Robert? Robert, I think the two plays, you're talking about the two pass interference calls. Yeah, look, I think the one call was a good call. I mean, he's probably got to play the ball better on the one down the sideline, the go route. But the one, the crossing pattern where the feet got tangled up, again, I'm trying to do a good job of not being fined this year. But, you know, anyways, I think the guy made a lot of good plays too. Covered an in-cut, broke up a pass, tackled really well. If you play man coverage, you're going to get defensive pass interference. So I think our coaches did a nice job of getting him ready to play, and I think he'll come back ready to go and looking to improve on some of the mistakes, but also knowing that, hey, look, you know, I played pretty good.
Maybe more than any other game this year, your commitment to the run and your run strategy yesterday was more important for you. Because of that, we saw more of a running back by committee. Will we see more of that? How were you happy with the way it kind of divvied up and the progress from each back as a individual creating a whole?
Yeah, it's a good question, but I think it's important to understand like how we approach every game. And basically, with the exception of a couple positions, every single game, if you know, we bring 46 guys to the game, we'd like to play every guy, with the exception of maybe the backup quarterback doesn't play, or maybe the seventh or eighth offensive lineman doesn't play. That's only two guys. There's going to be 44, 45 guys that play. And so at the running back position, it's very important this time of the year to make sure that guys are sharing the load, because it's a very physical game. And this time of the year now, where you're headed into your 14th game, you know, these guys we've run the ball quite a bit, and these guys have taken a pounding, and they've run the ball well. I mean, to run the ball for 185 yards is a big deal, and I think the way we divided up the chances, the reps, I thought it was good.
We talked about everybody but the head coach. This is your third year in this situation where you're making a playoff run. What is your role to make sure you guys stay on course, and how much has experience help you in this situation based on the last 2 years?
I view my role as you know, just making sure that the guys know that that we're all in it together. This is how I see the game. This is how the game, I believe, is going to be played. This is our you know, kind of a big picture view of how we want to play the game in all three phases. My role is to make sure that these guys know that that we're, like I said, we're all in it together. We're all working very hard for the same common goal. You know, I have a lot of respect for the guys in this locker room. I always have. I know that there's guys in that locker room maybe that don't always agree with me and how I do things, but there's a lot of respect in there. And I think to be where we are right now, could it be better? No question. But it is what it is, and we're 4-0 in the division, and we've got a great opportunity in front of us. So it's my job to make sure that these guys, that I show up with energy every day and try to do a good a job as I can of pointing them in the right direction.
Is it the third year in a row?
Well, I think there's no substitute for experience, John. I think there's no substitute for, you know, hey, maybe you've been in some of these situations before. Like yesterday, you know, I thought it was good that we took a timeout there at the end on that before they ran that fourth down play. We took, you know, a timeout there because, you know, we weren't sure what they were in, whether we had the right people, and that ended up being a good timeout. That wasn't just me. That was from experience of talking about that with the staff, having been in that situation before, maybe not handled it the right way, handled it better yesterday and helped us win the game. So I think there's no substitute for experience.
You had a lot of big playmakers in yesterday's game. How did you decide who to give the game ball to?
I'm going to give the game ball to the whole team. I know that sometimes people look at that as a cop-out, but, you know, I think for a number of different reasons, for this organization, for the guys in that locker room, the work that they put in, I think that they all deserve a game ball. I'm going to give a special game ball, though, to Cushing, you know, because of the record that he broke and, you know, the what that record means to him and to his family and to his teammates.
Bill, you just obviously you were a three-game losing streak. You get a big win on the road in Indianapolis. How important is it for you to stay the course, considering three losses in a row, not make any major changes to what you're trying to do, either personnel-wise or game plan-wise, to try, kind of know that your system works, what you guys do works? You just have to just kind of get better as a team in certain situations.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's what you see is what we are right now. I mean, I don't see any major changes coming around other than, you know, a tweak of the game plan here and there based on who we're playing. You know, I still think that the Jaguars are a different football team than the Colts, so you're going to see different plays and things like that. But as far as, like, major changes, you're not going to see major changes. You know, even in the three-game losing streak, there were a lot of things that we did well. There's no moral victories. We understand that. But there were a lot of things, especially in two out of the three games, that I thought we did well. I didn't think we did enough good things at all against San Diego, but I thought we did in the Green Bay and the Oakland game. So, you know, we're on the right track, but every week's different. And, you know, we have to continue to stick to our philosophy of practice and detail and meetings and going out there with a lot of energy on Sunday.